538, 730 AM, 102.9 FM, WTNT. Andy Parks live from the Washington Times. And joining me now, Washington Times Redskins reporter Rich Campbell. Hello, Rich.
Hey, Andy, how are you?
I'm doing just fine. RG3 goes down late, but Kirk Cousins delivers to lead overtime win. That's the headline. Let me tell you something. That was a wild game to watch yesterday.
It was a wild game to cover, too. The Redskins trailed for most of the second half until Kirk Cousins came off the bench, now threw his jacket away, totally out of a movie script, came in, led the game-tying drive in a game the Redskins really had to win to keep pace in the NFC playoff race.
Yeah.
And it really says a lot about what Cousins has done, being patient and staying prepared, even though he's blocked on the depth chart by Robert Griffin.
Yeah. All right, let's talk about Griffin for a second. Just a sprain, is that what we're hearing?
That's right. He's got a slightly sprained lateral collateral ligament in his right knee, which is the ligament that stabilizes the outside of the knee. It attaches the thigh bone to the fibula on the outside of the knee. So, like I said, slightly stretched or slightly torn, and it's causing a bit of mild swelling, but that's really one of the best diagnosis that the Redskins could have hoped for their franchise quarterback, and there's a chance he's going to play Sunday against Cleveland, which is not what you might have thought, considering how his knee bent so grotesquely around Haloti Ngata's back on that hit in the fourth quarter yesterday.
Oh, yeah, I got to tell you something. There were shades of Joe Theismann there for a second. You know, obviously it wasn't a fracture like Theismann experienced, but when I saw his leg contorted in the fashion that occurred, I thought, this guy is gone for the year. I'm going to be looking at him on crutches on the sideline.
You are not the only one that thought that. And when you freeze the television replay, the knee is bent so unnaturally and awkwardly. It's really incredible that it held up. And that's the same knee in which he had the ACL reconstructed in 2009 when he was a sophomore at Baylor. But it turns out the MRI showed that the reconstructed ACL is completely intact. Mike Shanahan said that's in great shape, and really all they're worried about is this agitated LCL.
Yeah. All right, so do you see them starting Cousins this week?
No. I think if I had to guess right now, and that's really what it would be at this point, but just based on talking to Shanahan during his press conference today and listening to his words and his tones and listening to how Griffin spoke yesterday and the fact that he re-entered that game, I'm expecting him to start.
Wow. That's truly amazing. I will say this. I thought it was pretty classy, him standing there on the sideline, knowing that he was in pain, standing there, and, you know, he hugs Kirk when he comes off the field.
Yeah, and I think, you know, some of the paranoid people out there might say, get off that leg.
Yeah.
And they're probably right. I mean, he probably needed to be on crutches or at least not putting weight on the leg, but Griffin is all about winning, and I think he and Cousins developed a little bit of a bond because they are rookies. They were roommates together in training camp, and they've learned the quarterback position in this system together. And you know, these rookies here, there's a mandatory rookie class they have to attend every Monday. So these draft classmates do develop a bond, and especially since they work at the same position. I think Robert genuinely was thrilled for Kirk to have his moment there.
Yeah, weird game. You know, I mean, we won. We should all be really happy and jumping up and down, but yet everyone shows the concern for RG3. But I guess we'll continue on and see what the weekend brings. The game yesterday started out like it was going to be an all-out offensive war, both quarterbacks and receivers doing their thing. And then it sort of settled down a little bit, but you know, and when we first started, it looked like neither team had a defense.
Yeah, I know. And for the Redskins' defense to really lock it down in the second half of the second straight week, I think says a lot about how those guys were able to adjust and the type of focus they show coming out of halftime. And I don't know if you know this, but the Ravens fired their offensive coordinator, Cam Cameron, today.
They did?
So it shows you what the fallout was on the offensive side of the ball in Baltimore. That they couldn't continue the barrage that they had going in the first half, and they hit two big plays against the Redskins secondary, something we've come to expect basically all season. And then they scored another touchdown off of a fumble that the Redskins basically handed them 7 points. So you know, problems in that secondary again, but the Redskins eventually got their pass rush going and bottled up the run enough to get off the field on some critical third downs late in the game and give the Redskins a chance to tie it and ultimately win it.
Yeah. And how about this kicker, this kid, Kai Forbath, or whatever his name is?
That's right. You know, you pronounced it correctly. I mean, the thing about Kai Forbath is that he won the Lou Groza Award as a junior at UCLA. It's given to the best place kicker, collegiate place kicker in the country. And he's exceptional on field goals. The problem with him is kickoffs. I think you saw both sides of that yesterday.
Yeah.
He made three field goals on a really treacherous, sloppy field, and he was able to execute his kicks without having problems with that obstacle. But some of the kickoffs, you know, that didn't hang up in the air long enough for the cover team to get down there. He kicked one out of bounds that gave the Redskins field position. So it's sort of a mixed bag with
him.
But as long as he is making field goals, it's just such a boon for the Redskins, who've had problems at kicker for years and who've already changed kickers once this season.
Yeah. I mean, a 48 and 49 yarder, you know, they're not chip shots by any stretch of the imagination. And as you mentioned, the field was in lousy shape. So I give this kid a lot of credit. He hasn't missed one yet.
Yeah, 14 of 14. I mean, if he keeps this up, he will be the best kicker in NFL history.
Yeah. All right. 7-6. That's the record. 3 to go. You think they're going to get in? I mean, they got Cleveland, Philadelphia, and Dallas, and the Cowboys appear to have come back to life a bit over the past few games.
Yeah, I was going through some of these tiebreaker scenarios this morning, posted them on the blog at WashingtonTimes.com, and the Cowboys are a real threat in the division here. Now, the Redskins benefit big time from having beaten Dallas head-to-head on Thanksgiving Day, but I have a feeling that game to end the regular season on December 30th will be for a playoff spot. Mm-hmm. I just think that both teams are tracking in that direction. Although I will say this, that the news out of Dallas today is that Dez Bryant, their best receiver, who beat the Redskins for 145 yards and 2 touchdowns on Thanksgiving, has a season-ending finger injury. So we'll see how that evolves. But you know, the Redskins still need help to get into the playoffs. They need either New York to lose to win the division. They need Chicago to lose to catch the Bears for the wild card spot. Now, those teams all play tough games coming up. The Bears play at Green Bay this week, which is a tough game. The Packers won last night. New York still has to play Baltimore and Atlanta. Those are two games in which the Giants could lose. But the Redskins basically just need to keep winning. If they can keep winning, I think one of these teams is going to come back to them. And the Redskins have such a good tiebreaker situation right now that I think they'll be able to get in.
Yeah. All right, and finally today, you were right, but you were wrong, I guess. I don't know. you said the Redskins would win, and then, of course, on Friday we thought, oh, no, the Redskins are going to lose, but they did win.
I am so happy to have broken my losing streak. It was four straight up and 5 in a row incorrect against the spread, and I got both right yesterday. I mean, you can imagine my pride as the ball flipped the upright, but I finally got the monkey off my back. So I'm looking forward to finishing the season strong.
All right. I'll talk to you again surrounding the Cleveland Browns game. All right.
Thanks, Andy.
Have a good one. Take care. Rich Campbell, Washington Times Redskins reporter, 547, 7:30 a.m., 102.9 FM, WTNT.